Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Here on The Fan, it is Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Pito and Nick Padone with you guys. We are at the Barley House, getting y'all set for a Friday. Busy weekend here, Nick. We got a busy weekend up ahead.
Busy weekend. I'm excited, though. Football's finally back. You know, like, we've eased into it. We've had a couple of really weird matchups. Like, Akron, Wyoming wasn't exactly a thrill-seeker's experience there last night. But I am excited for this weekend. I'm excited for this Ohio State-Texas matchup. Some really good stuff.
You mean you didn't want to watch Rutgers almost blow it?
That was close.
That was close. Way too close.
Yeah, yeah. How about Boise State? No Ashton Gentry. Some big problems. some big problems out that way.
Funny how that one works, right?
Yeah. I saw you know the meme, and it's like the Bugatti is parked in like this really crappy garage, and it said Boise State without Ashton Gentry, and it was that meme, except there was no Bugatti in that bad like trailer park garage situation.
So. I like that you're going to Charleston. I like that you're like, yes. I like that you give yourself a vacation before football season, because you know in football season you just lock it down for X amount of months in a row.
Yeah, pre-Browns vacation.
So is that this weekend?
This weekend.
You're going,
and I'll be back.
How are you back for Daryl on Sunday?
I leave after Daryl. So I'm doing the show. I'm doing the show with Daryl on
Sunday. Starting a vacation on Sunday.
Yep.
And when do you come back then?
Like Wednesday night.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah. So I'll be back for the first Thursday night football game. But yeah, pre Browns vacation.
Charleston, man. You getting some golf in?
I don't golf.
What do you mean you don't golf?
I don't golf, man.
You're 26.
Yeah.
You got your whole golfing life ahead of you.
Yeah. I think maybe that's why I know that I've got a
okay, that was my mentality too. And this is me. I want to correct you now. I'm going to do this, okay?
I'm going to make your life better.
Yes.
I get this from everybody, bro.
Golf was going to be my retirement sport.
Okay.
That's what I was going to do when I retired, and who knows when I retire at this point. Might end up being 20 years from now, might be 30 years from now, might be never, I don't know. But it was going to be my retirement sport, and then I decided with COVID, because it was the one thing you could do, I'm like, well, screw that. Well, actually, what happened was my brother-in-law was getting ready to go to Duke to get his MBA, and he started taking golf lessons because he's like, if I'm going to be in business school, I got to know how to golf. And so he started doing that, and then I started hitting a couple balls, and it'd been a while since I'd done that, but I just fell in love, right? And so life is a million times better with golf in it. You gotta get after it.
So I will say, like,
you might be too young though. It's okay.
I will say I have started to see, just like on the business front, like how many things that like I have missed out on just
for
because
sure.
I don't golf. Like the fact that, like, you know, they and like there will be a need for a fourth. I would be that fourth, and they're like, oh, but you don't golf. So then it goes to somebody else. Like I am,
right?
I'm privy to the fact that I'm costing myself opportunity.
Tell me the best threesome that would have been a foursome on the golf course, Nick, on the golf course, that would have materialized. Because I bet you have some stories about, you know, all sorts of people that you probably could have been golfing with.
Yeah, man. Like the whole big play crew, kind of. Like Jimmy, Jimmy Hanley.
Yeah.
And like him.
Jimmy knows everybody.
Big play Dave, you know.
Isn't Dave like a long drive winner or something like that?
He's incredible. But that's the thing.
So, Dave, hit me up.
So that's some of my other, like apprehension with this is because like they're all so like. Come on, like, I'm not going to go out there with, like, Reflog's won a state championship. Reflog is golfer backwards.
He won a state championship?
He won a high school state champion. He's in the Granville Athletic Hall of Fame
for golf. I didn't know that.
Dave is a
Is he scratched? What is he?
Now he's kind of fallen into our conversation that he doesn't golf as much as he used to. He's got kids.
Okay.
And
that is a part of it.
Yeah, driving him to football practice every day and stuff. Dave is just absurd. And Dave does the thing where, like, I know enough about golf.
You know him. He's not playing at some raggedy, you know, whatever courses.
Dave plays it that
I've seen some of the polos that you guys wear from courses that are really nice in this city. That's why I ask for the invitation. That's all I'm looking for. I want to play some of the really nice courses. I have no interest in your company in general. None interest. But from like a golf perspective, I got a lot of interest.
Yeah, yeah. So like I need to figure it out. I feel like I probably missed the boat on it this year. Like today, like it feels like fall outside and like
this is the best time to golf.
I'm a freeze baby though.
What's a freeze baby?
Like look at me. I'm bundled up.
You are in a hoodie.
Yeah, like I'm
Max in a hoodie too, though.
Yeah, but like, dude, like today, like the thought of going outside and like playing, like that moves me very little. I'm what did Kevin Stefanski say? I'm an avid indoorsman.
Avid indoorsman.
Yeah, yeah. I got my place. I know that when I get home, I'm going to see Cameron. I'm going to see my dog.
Your wife's name?
Or your fiance's name? Yeah, I'm going to be able to go downstairs, hit that place. You hear that PlayStation beep, fire up Madden, fire up Call of Duty.
Oh, nothing like a sexy Friday night of you sitting in front of your TV playing PlayStation.
You and Cameron are
off to a great start.
That's what we've got in store.
Is she ready for that? Does she know that's what she's marrying?
I mean, we've been together since my sophomore year in college, so I'm imagining, yes. We've lived together for 3 or 4 years as well, so
okay.
I'm imagining.
Okay.
And that's the other piece of this, too. Like,
well, you are going to Charleston. You are doing things.
Yeah, we're doing things. I feel like I'm always, like, working as well. So, like, in order to get good at golf,
that's the part I was saying, you might be too young.
I'm not going to go out there and enjoy just hitting the ball into the woods 100 times.
That's the only part where I said you might be too young is that anytime I see somebody that's your age, and it's not like I'm a million years older than you. I'm 10 years older than you. But anytime I see somebody that's your age, I'm like, you can't be obsessed with golf at 26.
No, like, because
it doesn't work. Yeah, It just takes up too much time.
Yeah, and, like, I have other cool things that like I want to do. Like today, had I had golf scheduled for after work today, I would have been mad because I wanted to come here and do this. Like this to me, I guess I'm still okay. This to me is like my North Star. Like I am having an absolute blast out here. I'm having a ball. Same with last night. Like last night, I'm out interviewing Joel Batonio. Like and that's
at a fair.
And it's like it's dark outside.
I like
you know?
That. Like so, your apex in life is like Joel Batonio at the county fair.
Yeah, like dude. Like, so, like, I have
when
other
you sounded
things.
Out, have you ever sounded that out in your head? You're like, my very best
yeah, but that's
is
my idea
Joel
of fun.
Batonio at the county fair.
That's my idea of fun. Like, when you take Nick Padone and you insert him into odd situations, like, that's where I'm having
well, we definitely
fun.
Had an odd situation today.
Oh, this is
you're
the pinnacle
slop
of it.
Right here.
I will say, by the way, speaking of just, like, the wrestling crowd and the wrestling scene.
Very intimidating group.
In here. If you see me walking around the streets of Cleveland and I'm looking a little extra buff, it's the motivation that I got in here today.
Well,
it's not the needles.
I was going to say, somebody gave you steroids in the bathroom.
It's not the needles.
I'm just trying to go to the bathroom here, guys. It's okay.
Maybe.
All right. I want to play this audio from you. This was Nathan Zagura. He was on earlier today on Ken and Anthony, and we'll react afterwards. Here we go.
Priority one is winning now. If Joe Flacco goes out there and we're 4-1, as long as we're in the mix and Joe Flacco's playing well. I think Joe Flacco, if he has a great season, there's no reason why he couldn't start 17 games, because that means we're winning. That means we're in playoff contention. I think that, yes, you want to thread that needle, but I think Dillon Gabriel's opportunity likely would only come in the event of an injury to Joe Flacco, or if we get to a point in the season where things are not going the way that we wanted them to go. And so now let's get some evaluation. Let's see Dillon Gabriel. Let's see how he develops. And then for Dillon Gabriel, when that time for him comes, his whole goal is to make sure that he gets to keep playing and you don't see a tranche of Shedeur Sanders. I think it's possible you could see all three this year. I certainly think that if Joe Flacco, though, plays well, and this is a Browns team that goes into the month of December in playoff contention, there's no reason to think that Joe Flacco still wouldn't be the quarterback.
All right, we got like seven things to respond to out of that, and we'll get to all of them.
I got all seven.
We'll get to all of them. I want to start with the idea, though, that priority one is winning now. And I would ask you guys, at 216-474-0092, do you believe that winning is priority one for the Browns?
No.
I don't either. I have a hard time thinking that winning is. But I do understand that they are trying to do it early on, right?
Right.
The idea with Joe Flacco is you are at least trying. You are putting out a front-facing, we are going to try to win as many games as we can until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, because they have to. Like, I just mentioned Joel Bitonio and Myles Garrett and David Njoku. Like, all of these guys, Denzel Ward, like, you have to have some sort of faith going into an NFL season that you're competing for something. So, of course, right now, they have to say, yes, priority one is winning now. And I think, like you said, they would like those wins to come early into the season. But if they don't, and I look at those first six games on the schedule, and I really like Nathan Zagura, I do, but him saying that Dillon Gabriel's opportunity may only come in the event of an injury or if things get off to a really bad start.
Yeah.
Hey, Nathan, they might get off to a really bad start. Have you seen those first six games?
I think that's why Nathan puts it in there that way. Like, it is, yes, there is the option out there that they do just absolutely stink up the joint and the wheels fall off and Joe Flacco isn't anything great. But there's also another reason why, if I've seen it once, I've seen it 12 million times in the previous 48 hours, people posting the 17 games that Joe Flacco has most recently played and the 4,300 yards to 31 touchdowns to, I think it's 18 interceptions in total. I mean, there's a reason why people are getting excited in an odd way about the prospect that maybe Joe Flacco does play out 17 games. And maybe this Browns team is better than a lot of people think.
And guilty as charged, like, I'll put my hand up and say, like, I'm picking the Browns to win week one. I'm putting that out there now.
First off, match up with the Bengals really well.
That
right there has become so in vogue that I don't even think it's a hot take anymore.
Right.
I think it's the standard take that I think if you say the Browns aren't going to win, might even be more people than the Browns are
going to
win.
No, the Browns are going to win week one. However, I don't know many wins that come after that, especially when I look at going to Baltimore. Then you come back, you got Micah Parsons now on that Green Bay Packers
week three.
Then you go to Detroit. Okay, good luck. You go across the pond, the Vikings, how they look last year, pretty good. You come back six against in Pittsburgh, a place that you haven't won in how long. I feel like we're seeing Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders probably after that.
All right,
Pittsburgh
but from
game.
The Browns' perspective, and I get what they're trying to do with the first couple weeks with Joe Flacco, and you can at least sell to the fan base, hey, we tried early, then we had to go to Dillon Gabriel. Do you think Andrew Berry is sitting up in his office saying winning for this year is priority number one?
No,
it's tough, isn't it?
I don't. You got to separate yourself from Stefanski here,
Andrew Berry.
No, I think Andrew Berry, priority number one, while they're saying it's winning, I've got another word for it. I think it's evaluating. I think they're evaluating all of this. I think they're taking as much as they possibly can, throwing it against the wall, and seeing if any of it sticks. And if not, you're going back to the well into the 2026 NFL draft.
All right, 216-474-0092. Do you believe that winning is priority one for the Browns? And is it that far-fetched that Flacco gets all 17 games? It's Jonathan Pito and Nick Padone. We're at the Barley House.
Oh, Flacco and his ability to start 17 and to lead us to a Super Bowl.
Nathan, this is the message. This is the message now that Nathan is authoring up, though, in his mind, in his estimation. Not only are they trying to win, which
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I agree with, but he believes there's no reason that he won't start 17 games. I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-92. When I heard it, I was a little gobsmacked this morning. I love the perspective. Listen, Nathan usually ends up being right in these scenarios, okay? And he's got a great track record of being right. It's just interesting to think about whether or not this is something that we wake up 17 weeks later and we're like, wait, how did we get here? He's been playing this whole entire time.
And if it gets
Nick, it's not like I really need to see Dylan Gabriel that bad. Like, we talk about these rookies, okay? I'm dying to see what Shador can do.
Yeah.
I'm frothing at the mouth to see what Shador can do. I'm not really.
Say boom!
Thank you very much. I'm not really that invested in seeing Dylan Gabriel. I understand that the message in our brains is always, you got to see these rookies, you got to see these rookies. If I think Dylan Gabriel is a career backup, what am I in a hurry for?
Well, especially when the owner came out and said it, right? Like, why did Jimmy Haslam then come out and say that Kevin Stefanski knows it's of importance to see the rookie QBs this year?
I think that was Shador-based.
I think it was Shador-based because of all of these quarterbacks, and I'll factor in Deshaun Watson and Bailey Zappi into this conversation if we want to. Shador Sanders remains the one guy in my mind that can become a franchise quarterback in the National Football League.
See, we got to a Shador conversation.
It's not Dylan. It's not Bailey Zappi. Joe Flacco was a franchise quarterback, but he pops off and wins the Super Bowl this year. You're still not signing him to four- or five-year deal.
But I'm the same person that'll tell you that seeing Joe Flacco does nothing for this team and it gives you nothing, but it does give you wins. And if Kevin Stefanski wants wins, which I would imagine he does, he's veering towards that, but also there won't be that clamoring for Dylan Gabriel. Like, I thought at one point the amount of people that would be pushing for Shador Sanders was going to be too large for them to ignore, but Dylan is so clearly the second quarterback, there's not going to be a major push to see Dylan Gabriel.
Correct. But there will
interesting way that they
but there will be though come week seven. Come week seven,
Joe's we'll got to be throwing interceptions as if they're hotcakes,
and
like, he's got to be turning them over.
Remember what happened? Right. Remember what happened in Houston? Like, if they start off
the Houston game, two pick sixes.
If they start off 0-6 or 0-7, we will be romanticizing those couple of Dylan Gabriel drives against.
I don't think I will be.
In
by the way,
preseason game.
You can keep me to this, okay? And you'll be doing the pregame show with Jake and yourself, and I'll be on after with Coach Riz and myself, and we'll be getting after it every single week. We'll be seeing each other every single week, and so you need to hold me to this. I might say I want to see Dylan Gabriel because I can't stand my eyes bleeding with Joe Flacco, but I will never call to see Dylan Gabriel play a game because I'm that interested and that curious to see what Dylan Gabriel's got.
Well, that tells me that you'd be interested and curious to see what he's got.
No. That is a career backup, in my opinion. I'm not going to clamor for it. I'll clamor for Shador to skip the line, hop right over him, and then get to play. I'll clamor for that. But Joe's got to absolutely vomit all over his shoes week after week after week before I'll turn around and be like, oh, yeah, Dylan Gabriel, I have to see what happens here.
Dude, I
get the logic. I know what everyone's going to say. Nick, you know it, I know it. We got to see the rookies. I get it. That's a great thought. It really is the thought that everyone should have in theory. But when your rookie is Dylan Gabriel, you can maybe pump the brakes on that a little bit.
I hate to open up this can of worms, but I'm about to open it at 216-474-0092.
Here's another phone number now, too. Look at this. You've been working with Daryl too often.
Can we ask the question, why is Shador not the next man up?
Why is Shador not the next man up?
Behind Joe Flacco. Because we know.
It's going to turn into me and you just being like, we just love Shador so much, and that's all we want to do. It's me and you. We can't do this the same way that other people get to.
That's true.
That's right. We don't get to because we walk in and see each other and go wrist up, okay? So we can't do that.
That's the same
way that other people can. We are going to clamor for Shador. It'll be a time and place for us to clamor for Shador.
I'm looking towards the long-term view of it, right? And I see that Dylan Gabriel is a guy that they like. I get that. They view him as a piece of this organization for not only this year but for years to come. I get that.
Well, how does Shador jump the line? That's what I want to know. Because if you can carve out a roadmap where while playing no actual games, because the games they're going to be able to play doesn't happen anymore. We're in the real time now. While Shador is running scout team and is the third quarterback, how is he going to jump the line?
Well, I don't think that he's going to be able to, but I'm saying I don't necessarily agree that this is the right way to go about it. I think it should be Flacco to Sanders.
I agree
and
with that,
Gabriel's
too.
Gabriel's a guy that you like and you want to keep around. That's awesome. And that even furthers the point that you shouldn't see him this year. You should let him back up whatever quarterback that you draft in 2026. I'm operating under the belief
that
Browns are going to draft a QB in 2026. Shador Sanders is the one guy that could prevent that. Because if Flacco goes down or he stinks up the joint the first 5 weeks, then you turn the keys over to Shador and he pops for 12 or 13 games.
It's music to my ears.
Like, we found something. Then you've got a backup quarterback in Dylan Gabriel to go to next draft with, all right, we're going to get a left tackle. We're going to get a wide receiver for Jerry Judy.
You're speaking my language, okay? So, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're speaking my language. It's just the Browns have told us they don't believe in the same language that me and you are speaking right now. If we're speaking English, they're speaking Portuguese.
Like, so what we're going to do and what the vision that I see getting ready to unfold.
Because that scenario still plays out where they have Dylan Gabriel for the backup for the 2026 quarterback, and that actually plays out in the same envisionment that Nathan had where Joe Flacco plays all 17.
Yep. And where's that? That puts Shador right back into the fourth, if not fifth quarterback, because if they draft one in the first round in 2026, we all know what that is. They'll say maybe that there's a quarterback competition to try to, you know, have some sort of competition go on in camp, but we know that when you draft a QB in the first round, you tailor your entire organization to that guy. So how can you do that if you're not seriously getting a look at Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel? If they really like him that much, they know football. They sit in these meetings all day. We do radio all day and podcast all day. And by saying, like, they do.
Radio turns into a podcast. I don't do podcasts.
they do football all day. So maybe Dylan Gabriel is Drew Brees. Maybe he is a franchise quarterback. You're never going to know unless you see.
And I'm telling you, I don't have an appetite to even try to get there, for being honest. I need your theory of Sanders just like it's hopscotch, just hopping right over him. That's what I need to have happen.
And I don't see it happening.
How does it? There's no way it can. But I do think Nathan makes a good point. If the idea is Joe Flacco plays all 17, and then into your point, where then Dylan would be the backup next year, if you never see Dylan, you can't then call Dylan damaged goods.
Right.
It's something to remember in this. 216-474-0092. A couple of you guys hang tight. Is it that far-fetched that Flacco gets all 17 games? We continue on. We are at the Barley House. It is Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Peedle and Nick Padone with you guys right here on The Fan. to you guys right here on The Fan. Following the Browns trade of Kenny Pickett, there are plenty of roster moves still to be made with this team for the regular season opener. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Phone with the free Odyssey app. All right, back in here on The Fan, it is Jonathan Pino and Nick Padone with you guys today. We are at the Barley House. Daryl Ryder joining us at 6, 1/2. What, I don't, do you guys even call your show anything on Sunday? It's not. You don't have a name for it, do you?
We've been just calling it The Sunday Show. I very much like that.
It definitely works. So back when I was doing the Sunday shows, we had multiple Sunday shows. Until then, it was down to just me being the Sunday show. But at first, it was like Chris Fowler into me, and then it was Jake Chapman, and there's all, you know, there's all sorts of different people that had gone through it, and it was so two shows. But I kind of love the idea of, since we have one show on Sundays, just being called the Sunday Show. Now, what happens if we add to that lineup?
What we've been saying is that, like, they should just let us go Sunday, like, during the first hour of the game. Like, do people really need to hear Nathan and Andrew call the game through that first hour? Just let me and Daryl go crazy.
Okay, so you guys have both lost your minds too. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
No, but we're definitely excited for this Sunday to put a bow on what's been a crazy offseason. Like, our first show together, JP, Miles signed the extension. Like, completely went back on. We did like an hour and a half to 2 hours together of how weird would it be if like we get to a point with Miles where he's got to play after everything that happened on Radio Row.
Yeah.
And then he put pen to paper and he signed it. And then we were doing two hours of reactions.
Incredible luck, I would say, in that department. I would also say it's nice that on the last Sunday show that you guys had before then, you join our pregame show routine, and you'll be with Jake Volnick before myself and Coach Riz, you have the Saturday Ohio State game. And so we'll get more into that with Ohio State and Texas. Anwar Richardson, OrangeBloods.com, been covering the Longhorns for a million years. He'll join us coming up at 5:20. We got the lead coming your way in about 15 minutes. But we've been talking about this quarterback situation, and more importantly, the idea that Nathan, who you referenced right there, says Joe Flacco 17 games. Not only is that on the table, at this point, in his mind, I guess he kind of phrases that should almost be the expectation, Nick.
I guess that I get it, right? Because you've got to go into a season. Like they would never tell themselves. At least they shouldn't. that we're going to go into the season, and if we start 0-6 or if we start 0-7.
No team enters the season thinking that.
So they have to go into this season expecting Joe Flacco to start all 17, because when they named him the week one starter, they take everything 1 week at a time, and if you win week one, then of course he's going to start week two,
and
if you win week two.
It's the NFL, so you have to kind of think to yourself, there's going to be a couple random teams every single year that go from absolutely nothing into something. A couple years ago, and now they have reasons, right? Texans had a reason with C.J. Stroud. Obviously, the Commanders had a reason with Jaden Daniels. Like, it happens, but it's been more chalky in recent years than pretty much ever. 72% of games last year went towards the favorite.
You sound like my dad. My dad every year, like every
I sound like your dad
every Sunday.
Daryl's your dad's age.
No,
I'm not your dad's age.
So after
but your
every
dad sounds
Sunday,
like a very smart man.
When me and Daryl are all down about the Browns throughout this entire offseason, he's like, "What you guys are forgetting is that there's a surprise team every year that comes out of nowhere."
Well,
that's why. That be us?
So that's why they feel this the way that they do.
Right.
The NFL doesn't have teams that just go into the toilet. The only examples we have is like the 2016-2017 Browns, okay? It's rare.
And once, they did that on purpose.
Once, two times, three times a decade, you have a team that'll actively just be like, we're stinking, we know we're going to stink, here we are, we present this to you. Because in the NFL, you do have those opportunities, and we see it change more times than ever. Now, I think we're in a little bit of a rut in the past couple years, or really from last year. This year, because I think the quarterbacks at the top have solidified themselves in such a way where you do have a lot of the repeat, at least division winners.
Right.
But yes, I think as a team, you have to account for the idea and really kind of expect your starting quarterback week one will be your starting quarterback week 17, and then you adjust along the way.
And they've adjusted along the way, I would even say, throughout this preseason and this offseason. Like, we never got an answer of why Kirk Cousins was hanging out at the Chipotle in Westlake.
What
happened with that? And obviously, there was a pivot to the Kenny Pickett trade, and then ultimately Joe Flacco signs, and
we know what happened. We just have to not be obtuse about it, right?
Correct.
It's okay.
Correct. It's tongue-in-cheek when I say that, and then you go to the NFL draft, and you walk into round three with Dillon Gabriel, and you walk into round five. I don't think you're anticipating selecting Shedeur Sanders, but you exit day three with two rookie quarterbacks. So they have had to adjust the plan throughout even this offseason, and I anticipate that they're going to have to change the plan come time for the regular season as well.
I think they're going to have to adjust it as well, but I kind of enjoy a week before the regular season gets underway just kind of toying with that idea.
A little optimism?
It's not even a little optimism. It's more the idea that I really don't care to see Dillon Gabriel. This is not like some sort of disservice. I like that Dillon Gabriel has developed. I like that he seems much better than what I thought he was going to be when we were first talking about Dillon Gabriel. It's all positives. But the moment you're on to Dillon Gabriel is the moment I'm like, all right, what happened with the season?
Maybe I'm okay with the thought of Dillon Gabriel, JP, because I think he's going to enter the game on a small leash, short leash. Not anything of his own doing. Don't get me wrong there. Just because physically, smaller dude, you know that means...
Is that why he's a short leash?
Increasingly likely chance that...
Short person, shorter leash.
And,
that's kind of how that works.
The fans will understand we're one QB away from seeing the guy that we all want to see.
So that's kind of that's the hard part for Dillon, is that it's like the moment Dillon enters, then he'll have pressure that Joe Flacco doesn't even have.
Correct.
Because there's multiple people then in front of Shedeur.
And that's why I wouldn't have even put Dillon in that position. I would have just said it's Flacco and Shedeur this season. Dillon, we'll see in 2026. We like you. You've got a spot in this organization for a very long time. We're not going to put you in this situation where if Flacco goes down or if he's benched, the season's already going to be out of hand. And the first interception that Dillon Gabriel throws, the dog pound is going to be doing the Shedeur Sanders chance.
Instead, when it comes to preserving quarterbacks, which is kind of what we're talking about, the Browns have chosen to almost preserve Shedeur instead of preserve Dillon. Michael up next. What's up, Michael?
Me?
You got it, man. What's up?
Excellent. So, JP, I love your guys' show. I'm usually aligned with your thoughts and how you think, but my question is, with Shedeur Sanders, why are we not thinking about kind of like the Patrick Mahomes mentality of let him sit out for a year, let Dillon Gabriel do his thing, let Shedeur get some experience just on the bench. Why are we so into seeing him play right now rather than just let him get some experience and then let him get into the game and do what he does?
Michael, because they're probably going to draft a quarterback in 2026, yeah, like, and if that happens, you're never going to get to see him.
Exactly right.
So it's kind of like I feel like it's almost like impatience right now. Like we're so impatient to see him play, but you're saying because
there might not be another scenario to play this. Because it's very valuable to you to find out whether or not Jadeur can do it based off of just what your draft selections are next year in general, the position the Browns are going to be in. But I understand the thought process. Take your time with him. Have him be the backup then. And then if he gets in a game, have him showcase it. But I'm with Nick here. I feel like the time will run out. And if I'm Jadeur, by being taken in the fifth round, you lost the convenience of being able to develop that way.
And I am impatient, right? Like, they made this bed. Yeah. They've got to lay in
That's
it.
Fair
you
too.
Drafted two of them, you better show us both of them.
Is this a different scenario than when Patrick Mahomes was sitting for a year? Are we in a different scenario then?
Oh, much different.
Patrick Mahomes was a first-round pick.
Well, no, it's more the idea that Alex Smith was already winning 10-plus games a year. You know, Alex Smith had the Chiefs in the postseason. They had that thing cooking in many ways. And so, it's night and day. And thank you, Michael. I do appreciate you.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate you. Very rare when Nick is when it's Nick Wilson instead of Nick Padone that people call in and they're like, "So Jonathan, love your thoughts, love thinking the way that you think," and then we go, "What happened here? You sit down and then all of a sudden the callers are incredibly supportive of me."
I guess so. Jeez, maybe that's what it took.
Oh man! All right, we need to have you here more often. All right, Randy up next. What's up, Randy? Yo, Randy. Randy going once, going twice. He'll grab some bench. LaVon up next. What were you going to sing there?
No, I was just doing the auction. Going once, going twice, going through. Gone.
Oh, really?
I thought he was going to sing.
I was doing an auction.
I thought he was going to sing there. LaVon, what's up, man?
What's going on? I'm in my TV room. I don't have a cable in my apartment, but in the TV room, I'm watching SportsCenter. I see Mammy. I'm like, whoa, he looks pretty good. So if the Browns want a quarterback, I think he might be the answer. We'll see more after I see tomorrow when they play Ohio State. I call myself a sports advisor, so I try to give advice. I like to be an announcer, but I like the Browns. I like the quarterback we got, but we'll see after this season should they go after the Manny, because Manny comes from a family of quarterbacks, and I think that would be the best answer for the Browns. That'll solve the problem.
All right, thank you, LaVon. I appreciate
you. I'm glad I'm going to be in South Carolina, dude, because I guess I'm not. Sunday, if Arch Manning balls out, there's going to be Sunday with me and Daryl. It's going to be exclusively people that want Arch Manning on the Browns.
Yes, that's the whole point. That's going to make your show. Now, is that insufferable to you, or is that exciting to you?
Because I gotta see how Saturday looks.
This is why I might have to rescind your Shador.
I have an Arch Manning
fandom.
I do have in my photo gallery an Arch Manning Cleveland Browns jersey swap already made.
A jersey swap already made
of like Arch Manning wearing a Cleveland Browns jersey. I have that for Drew Aller as well.
We already did the let's wear the quarterback and the Browns jersey. We did the Browns jersey quarterback thing. We did that last year. The bit's already been done. This is where you and Nick Wilson completely divide.
I'm not buying a physical jersey. I have a photo of Arch Manning wearing a Cleveland Browns jersey, like what he would look
you
like.
You photoshopped one already.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, right. And I have the same thing ready to go in the draft for Drew Aller as well.
You're 26-year-old. You're very impressive with your Photoshop and your swapping of jerseys and everything like that. You're very good at that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. How many likes you think that one's going to get?
Oh, I mean, if he beats Ohio State tomorrow.
Won't Ohio State fans just be so angry at him at that point, or will they not even care?
I don't know. I send stuff out there, and I just turn off the match. It's a healthier way. Yeah, I do. It's a healthier way to live.
Don't miss a moment from earlier in our show or any of our local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. Busy 5 o'clock hour. We got the lead, Anwar Richardson, joining us at 5:20. He's from OrangeBloods.com, but we'll hit you with the lead next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.